Hello, welcome to WJLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and in the studio today, I've got Carol Chandler and Tom Culberson. Carol is the director of the Quad County Home Health and Hospice and Faith in Action, and Tom Culberson is their director of nursing. So welcome to the WJLY.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, for our listening audience, it says Quad County, so what counties are in the Quad?
Well, that would include Christian, Shelby, Fayette, and Montgomery counties.
Okay. And you're coming here today primarily to talk about this event you're having in Pena, mm-hmm. National Day of Prayer. Once again, help orient us. Where's Pena? How would you find Pena?
Well, it's located, if you come in from Ramsey, we're right on, Pena is actually the convergence of Route 51, 29, and 16. So, you know, we're kind of on that convergence right there. And the actual event is held at Kitchell Park, which is on 51 South.
Mm-hmm. And so the event's going to be in Pena. It's going to be on Thursday, May the 4th mm-hmm. at 5:30. So tell us about whoever wants to take it first. Tell us about your event there.
Well, Tom and I, last year, we took this event kind of under our wing for Quad County Home Health and Hospice, and then also with Faith in Action. Faith in Action is actually housed in our building at Quad County Home Health, and we really wanted to, kick it up a notch, if you will, for National Day of Prayer. We felt it really needed much more recognition than, it had in the past. So we decided to hold the event at the Chautauqua, which has been newly refurbished and is a beautiful building down at Kitchell Park, and just to add a lot of new elements to the day. And we started out, of course, you always have to have food, so our dietary department supplies hot dogs, chips, and a drink. We actually did take the original format of having people from different sectors in the community that would actually be reciting a scripture or saying a prayer, and then, of course, we added music in. So last year was our first big kickoff, and it was a big success, so we decided to do it in that same format this year, and here we are again.
Well, let's ask this. Why a day of prayer, and why now more than ever in 2017?
Well, it's National Day of Prayer, so across the board, people are celebrating in their communities, and, me personally, I think that people are really getting serious about prayer. They're serious about their convictions and their particular church that hopefully they're involved in. And, I just think we need to really realize that, we're at a serious point where we really need to gather together. And that's what we're hoping, is this will be very cohesive for the community.
Tom, you're sitting over there real quietly. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking that one of the unique things about National Day of Prayer is that it brings people from all denominations together under one space to really focus on the things that's important to every one of us. And there's a lot of people we talk about when there's times of stress, whether it's family stress, community stress, national stress. The first thing they talk about is, will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? Mm-hmm. And we want to really have this time to set aside and do that preemptively, almost, to pray for the needs of the community. And I think we saw a lot of great results from last year's prayer, and talking with some, even the chief of police of Pena has really talked about some of the statistics where things are improving, with the situations. So we want to keep that one going. We want to keep that momentum going and really petition the throne.
Now, I see here you've given me a handout. I'll make a copy of this, and we'll put it up on WJY's Facebook page when we air the program.
Great.
So y'all can look on the Facebook page for the information. But you've got music as well, New Hope Baptist Band. Mm-hmm. So where are they from? Who are they again?
Well, last year, Gail Perry, she actually took the lead on the music for us. We both know Gail, and she's a great vocalist and musician, so we asked her to kind of take the lead last year, and she did. Tom found out she's actually with this New Hope Baptist band, so she and the band are actually going to be performing.
Yeah. So here's it's not just a prayer. Now, we don't want to focus on the music. The focus is on the need to, like Tom said, mm-hmm. to beseech the throne of God for our country and for our community. Mm-hmm. But there will be music there. There will be food there, thoroughly healthy hot dogs, I'm sure. And again, this is the National Day of Prayer event that's going to be held in Pana on Thursday, May the 4th. At 5:30 p.m. Park Chautauqua, is that where that's at? Chautauqua Park. They're in Pana.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have music by New Hope Baptist Band. There's going to be scripture readings. There'll be a flag presentation by the Pana VFW and American Legion, mm-hmm. and some food. And it's being hosted here by Quad County Home Health and Hospice and Faith in Action. Mm-hmm. So again, Thursday, May the 4th. What else would you like to tell us about the event?
Well, I'd really like to kind of echo what Tom said, and our hopes was, and this is what we thought of last year, if we had it out at the Chautauqua, that there may be folks that would come out that maybe normally, maybe they don't have a home church, or maybe that, that's just not their thing, but they want to come out and, celebrate, in this type of venue. And it's very open. And as Tom said, it drew people of all denominations and people of all ages, kids all the way up, to the elderly. And we were really impressed last year as to how many people came out, and we're hoping to build that each year. And again, come out and really, it's about honor. And it's about being, patriotic. But as Tom alluded to, it's about, honoring God and our nation.
So what got you two involved with this? I know you're with Quad County, mm-hmm. and they're sponsoring it, but somehow you had to take mm-hmm. a personal interest in it. So what got you guys involved?
Well, also, as I mentioned, Faith in Action, which is a separate entity, but also it's housed in Quad County. And basically, Faith in Action, is also a nationwide entity, but we actually provide free transportation through Faith in Action for people to go to their doctor's appointment. So it's kind of a good fit in our building, and we took that, and of course we're also, of course, under the ownership and auspice of Pana Community Hospital, so we're all working together. But I think Tom and I both, of course, are very committed to what we're doing and committed to our churches, and we're both Christians, and we just feel like this is such an important time again to really herald what needs to be done, and that is prayer.
Tom, how did you get into this?
Well, I think to kind of add to that, I think being a part of a home health and hospice agency, we meet people where they're at in their homes. So I think that's one of the things a year ago, Carol and I were talking about this and just kind of brainstorming, because we just felt like there had to be something that we could do. We see a lot of needs. We hear a lot of needs. A lot of people just call in, randomly because they think we can help them, and sometimes it's more than what we physically are capable of, what we financially are capable of, but it's something that we know who is capable of caring for that need. So that's something that we wanted to do, was to bring the community together and to really, so we're not, as a community, working in silo, but working together mm-hmm. about the same common issues that we have.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, if your community doesn't have a National Day of Prayer event, here's an opportunity for you to come out to Pana on Thursday, May the 4th at 5:30 in the evening at Park Chautauqua, and enjoy some music and flag presentation, some food, but most importantly, have time to pray. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we got a little time left, about a minute or so left. Is there anything else you'd like to add there?
Well, I think, again, we just want to invite everyone, from every walk of life that just wants to come out, even if you're just curious to see what it is. Maybe you've never been involved in a National Day of Prayer event. Just come out. You know, it's very relaxed. You know, there's a lot of camaraderie. You know,
here's the question. Sometimes folks get a little intimidated if it's a prayer meeting, right? Do I have to pray out loud?
No. They aren't required to do anything.
We're not passing a microphone around. It's okay. It's your turn to pray.
No, we actually have people designated to pray for the different sectors. So. Yeah. And I think, too, also, it's a family event. Yeah. You know, don't be afraid. It's very informal. I'll have my own children there. And I think last year we had a good group of, and again, all ages, from infants to, you know, the elderly. So we want to have everybody there.
Yeah, and I do want to add, if the weather would happen to be adverse, which we're hoping, it's a beautiful evening, it will be just a little bit further down south in the Eagles Club building, but we wanted to have Plan B, but we're hoping that it's a beautiful evening for everyone. So
rain or shine on Thursday, May the 4th.
That's right, that's right.
5:30 p.m. at the Park Chautauqua there in Pena for the National Day of Prayer event. So you've been listening to WJOI's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thanks for making us a part of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.